Well, this is KCAZAP, and greetings to the Monday evening Social Hour Network. Sounds like a pretty good nut tonight. So, Tony, thanks for taking the nut. You do a great job at it. And then I just had a short thing to add, and that is, like, I think it was about maybe, I don't know, like 7 days ago, 10 days ago, we had a pretty good blow through of the weather coming through. And so I've made it a habit when I get a good, like a really good storm nearby or something like that, I go ahead and I turn on my handheld and listen on the 86 repeater to see what's going on. And so I was able to keep track of what's happening. And I think the biggest part of the last storm we had was somewhere between Music and Buckley, and I'm about like maybe 3 or 4 miles just north of Buckley. So we still got in there pretty good, but I didn't have anything to report because, you know, no broken branches or funnel clouds or anything like that. But it was a pretty good storm. But I think that's just the idea of the practice of getting on the air, seeing what's going on and what reports on the ground is a good thing to do. So it keeps me on my toes. So that's it. So this is Mark CCAP and back to my control.
Okay, Mark. Thank you for that reminder to, that we should all be keeping our eye on the weather this time of year. Even when we have seemingly good weather, there could be something sneaking up on us across the lake there, and it's just not a bad thing to glance at the weather report once a day, maybe, and if anything's coming up, get on the radio for sure. Okay, let's go to Nicholas, K88. November Hotel, and Mike, standby.
Yeah, WATCM, this is Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas on this side of the mic, and Tony, thanks a lot for taking the net. Let me just say that thank you very much for the net even being here. I listen to it most weeks and try to pitch in when I can and, you know, check in, but great group of guys, everybody checking in, and the new ones that are coming along, it's great to hear you too. Let's see here, subject of the evening. I was reminded about a few things. Actually, I was listening. I had a first subject that I was going to share, but then I reminded about some other things here. So my great-grandmother was a baseball fan, and she loved listening to baseball. So, of course, Ernie Harwell, you know, he was played in the background, and I maybe even listened to a few games. He's younger than I even knew the man. I'm going to break here for a second. Okay, and back to it. She left me a baseball with that's signed by Ernie Harwell and Paul. I can't remember his last name. It's like Paul Klarney or something like that. But I got it on my bookcase here as a like little remembrance of her and what that cool ball is. Anyway, then as Pete was checking in here talking about the last game with Ernie Harwell, that reminded me that my family took me to the second to last baseball game at the old Tiger Stadium. So I was present for that second to last game in the stadium. I don't know when Ernie's last game was, but I know that I was there the second game before they shut down the old stadium. So that's pretty cool that I was in the stadium at that point. Now, the first subject I was going to share, though, before I remembered that, one break real quick for this. When I was young, maybe before 10 years old, because I can't remember it very well, but I have pictures and such, my father took me to the Detroit hydroplane boat races, which was very cool. And I remember that being just amazing as a kid because, you know, the boats are going super fast and the water is spewing out of them really, you know, far into the air. And he got me in the pits with all the, you know, the racers and stuff, and I was a very little kid. I got a whole album of this stuff to still look at today. So there's some stuff from KD8NH's past and all that, and great subject.
No,
I'm gonna hand it back
5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0, time out.